Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Stace Gaddy to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Life Planning 101, right here on KATX Radio and also KWBY Radio. So pleased to be able to offer this great program on two great stations. I'm Stace Gaddy, our expert, as you know, I hope you know by now, if you've been joining us, Angela Robinson from Kennedy Financial Services right here in Eastland. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Stace. Happy to be here this morning. In fact, I'm not just happy. I'm extremely excited to do this show this morning. You know, as we talked about last couple of weeks, we've had to talk a lot about money. And really, you know, money's just a tool for what we do. And, you know, today's show is about what it's really all about. And that's why I'm really excited. I know it's going to be, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you up front, this is a working show. I'm going to put you to work today, all of our listeners. So, you know, I know a lot of you are not going to be able to do this if you're in your cars and driving, but I want you to listen, soak it in, be thinking about it. And then, Stace, of course, we have a place that everybody can go back and hear the show again and be able to read the corresponding article with the show so they can really focus on things. Where is that at exactly?
Yes, we're excited to be able to offer archives of this program. Of course, our website, katxradio.com, katxradio.com, easy to remember. And when you get there, you're going to see on the left all the tabs, and you'll see a shows tab. You click on that, hover over that, you'll see Life Planning 101, the title of this show. You just open that page, and right there, you're going to see all the information that you need. First of all, about Angela Robinson and the gang at Kennedy Financial Services. But then on the left, you'll see what's called archives, and you'll see all the programs there. You click on the one that you want to hear, a page will open, and you can actually listen to the entire broadcast. And beneath that, you'll see Read Article. And if you click on that, it will take you to the corresponding article for that program. Again, that's on katxradio.com as well as kwbyradio.com. So two chances to retrieve the program. So if you miss any of today's information, you can always grab it there.
Yes, and you're going to want to do that. I will go ahead and tell you. You need to put it in your head because today's show and the title of it, which you will need to know, is, you know, everyone wants success, but what is success, right? And the reason this is so important and the reason we call ourselves a life planning firm, you know, we deal a lot with money. We deal a lot with taxes. We deal a lot with insurance issues and all the rest of those tools, liabilities and estate planning and, you know, everything that's fundamental about money. But really, you know, why is all of that important? You know, in fact, we ask a question a lot of times when we first sit down with people. We ask them, what about money is important to you? And usually the first answer has to do with money. And they say, okay, so what about that is important to you? And what about that is important to you? And when you really drill down, it has nothing to do with money, right? I mean, would everybody agree that money just happens to be this, you know, it can be a curse or a blessing of a tool that we have to use in life to be able to do the things we want to do and accomplish the things that we want to accomplish and have the success that we want to have? So today is really about, you know, defining that success for you. And I know you're busy. I'll go ahead and get it out there. I'm busy. We all live these crazy lives, and you know, sometimes we get going so fast, we say, I don't have the time to even think. I don't even have the time to stop or to concentrate on anything else. You know, maybe we're raising kids or helping with grandkids or helping with our local charities or running a business or whatever it is, and we just get going and going and going, and we lose the focus of the things that are most important to us in life. So what I'm going to encourage you to do today or tonight or tomorrow morning. Hey, in fact, you got a long weekend, right? Okay?
Yes. So,
yeah. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is to stop. Take a time out from life and really focus on what is important to you and make sure that you're headed in that direction. We just got back, you know, a couple weeks ago. I've been telling you about a conference, and, you know, we heard several economists. We talked to several investment companies, and we also attended what you call a rep forum right before that conference. It was a small group of people just like us that we share best practices, and we talk about what we do in our businesses, and it's all about being able to help provide a better service to the individuals and families that we work with. And one of the things that was talked about in there was the definition of success. And it was used in the context of the business. But, you know, I thought, this is exactly what we help people do. It is so true. It just rang a bell for me in my head that, you know, really success for what we do is helping people reduce the have-tos of life and increase the want-tos of life. And if you really think about that, if you could increase the want-tos and decrease the have-tos, isn't that what we all want? I think it's really important to think about, you know, what your definition of success is. And for all of us, it varies just a little bit. But first things first, you know, I want you to take a time out and I want you to really put some thought into this. Maybe you're driving right now, you know, you've got this break that you probably won't even listen to the commercial because you're going to be thinking, what is success for me? but I want you to think about that. And when we come back, I'm going to help you kind of outline in a short way to be able to just hit the reset button and refresh and be able to get yourself moving in the direction about what is most important to you in life.
You're listening to Life Planning 101. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everyone. Special thanks to all of our sponsors for making this program and others like it possible. You're listening to Life Planning 101. I'm Stace Gatti. Our expert and special guest, Angela Robinson, back with us in studio. We're talking about success and how to define it this morning.
That's right. You know, I think it's so important that that we know what that is for us. Everybody does. And you know, I think it's funny. We've been watching all this stuff with Donald Trump, and you may like the guy or you may hate the guy, but he said one thing I think everybody can agree with. Everyone wants to be successful. Everyone wants to be successful.
True.
So what is that to you? It probably has nothing to do with money when you get to the bottom of it, right? It's just about, you know, maybe your family or about your passions in life or maybe that God-given talent that, you know, God's been sitting there prodding you about for so much time and you just ignored, you know, whatever that is, that's what this is about. And really being able to take that time out for life. I'm giving you permission. I am telling you it is okay to focus on yourself. You know, whether it be waking up in the morning, you know, skipping your workout for one day or, you know, skipping that time in the morning that maybe you are going into your devotional and use this as your devotional because, you know, this is something that, you know, you need to have a conversation with God about. I mean, this isn't something you do on your own, right? So, you know, taking that time out to hit the reset button and get aimed back in the right direction. So I want, when you're ready, I want you to grab a pen, grab this article. Of course, you can access this on katxradio.com or kwbyradio.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And you can access this article there and you can access the download from the radio show if you want to hear that again. And go through this and really refocus yourself. So we're going to go through some steps here. You know, first thing first, define success. And we kind of talked about this in the last segment. You know, as I mentioned a little bit before, that this is a little bit different for everyone. Everyone's going to have a slightly different definition of success. And that may be something you need to pray on for a week before you can come to this. But, you know, I think it's something that you really need to get in your head of what it means to be successful. Is it reducing the have-tos so you can have more of the want-tos in life? You know, do you have too many have-tos that you're not focusing on your family like you want to or being able to focus on your retirement like you want to? You know, my gosh, I was just reading an article this last week about the worst state to retire in, Arkansas. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Texas.
Yeah, no, it's not Texas. So if you're in Arkansas somehow listening to the show, you really wanted to find success of how to get out of Arkansas, right? Right, exactly. But, you know, I think the thing is that, you know, you really need to figure out what it is that's important to you. Maybe some things that you're, you know, you're heading in the wrong direction and you just feel irritated about it. Because I think we all have that. We all have those areas of our life that we think, gosh, I don't want to do that. I want to be able to do this. So let's increase this. Let's increase the want-tos. And next, let's talk about the finish line, okay? And I think this is the most powerful thing you will ever do if you will just sit down and do it. And what I want you to do is I want you to sit down and really think about, if this is the last day of my life, what do I want to be able to look back and say that was an accomplishment that I've had? What have I done in my life that was of great significance in my mind? What in my life do I not want to regret not doing? And that's pretty powerful. You know, if you really sit and you contemplate and you take notes and you know, really listen to your inner self about what drives you, you know, your imagination can run wild. Trust me. I've done it. But, you know, the thing that I think most people come to is it's about their family. It's about their passion of being in life to maybe help a cause or to help grow their business because that's their cause in life, or to make sure that, you know, so-and-so is taken care of, or, you know, to make sure that they've done everything they can for their kids and their grandkids to set them in the right direction, or to help our country as much as they can help it. You know, whatever those things are that are so big, and nothing is too big, right? We're talking about the end of life here, all right? So today's the first day of the rest of your life. How long you got to accomplish that? You've got a long time. So nothing's too big. I think that's really important to see. The other thing I want you to think about is, you know, I want you to think about the things that made you feel successful in any aspect of your life. It can be, you know, the little things that sometimes we're not doing that you say, gosh, I wish I would have done that. I actually heard a story. It made my heart hurt talking about a guy and he was very, very overweight, and he was young and unhealthy, and he was a pretty heavy drinker, and he came to the bar one night, and he says, you know, I'm going to stop all this. And, you know, his life was good, had a good wife, had a good family, everything was great, but, you know, he said, I got to stop all this because I want to be able to dance at my daughter's wedding. And, you know, too many times we just let things go too long that it ends up hurting the things that are most important to us. So I think starting with that end in mind, that finishing line, is the most powerful thing that you can do. Because if you work from there and you go backwards, you know, you're able to stay focused on that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So first of all, you're going to define success. Next of all, you're going to think about the finish line. What is that finish line for you? And then next of all, we're going to talk about, and that's really the what, right? And we're going to talk about the how we're going to get there. Because believe it or not, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you some tools to help you do this. Because in my mind, anybody can accomplish anything that they want, okay? Maybe it's the way I was raised. Maybe it's just putting my foot down about things. Or maybe it's the hard falls that I are, you know, the things that I've had in my life that I've had to overaccomplish. But I know that anything you want to be able to do in life, you can do it if you just put your mind to it and you put God in your life and be able to do it together. So when we come back, though, we're going to talk about the most powerful part, and that's talking about putting the driver in that car to make sure that it happens.
We warned you folks in the beginning of this program, yes, it is Life Planning 101. It's not only about financial things. Angela Robinson said that from day one. So really, we're talking about all the aspects that go into it. Your psychological, your spiritual, everything. And money is really last. She said that from the beginning.
That's right.
This is excellent information. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Life Planning 101. Keep it right here. Welcome back in, everyone, to Life Planning 101. I'm Stace Gaddy. So pleased to be your host this morning. Our guest and expert, Angela Robinson. We're talking about all things life planning. It's more than just financial things. And specifically, we're talking about success today. Good morning again, Angela.
Good morning again. And I do want to remind everybody, if you've missed a segment of the show or you're wanting to actually go back and go through this and do it, which I want you to do, go to the website.
It's your assignment.
That's right. KATXradio.com and download the show. You can see the article. You can print it off and use it as a guideline. Also, KWBYradio.com. So you can go on those two websites and be able to do this. And it's so important, you know, I think for us to all take a time out. Stace, you just mentioned something off air about how everything around you right now is talking about this. And I blame it on these little things that we put in our pockets. Or we put it in our purse, right? These little devices that we have that control our lives now. I hate them. The cell phone. You know, it's got everything on there, but it makes us busier in life, right?
It's supposed to make it easier, but it makes us busier.
That's right. It makes us try to do more and more and more when, in my opinion, we should do less to do more.
May I interrupt right here? Because I do want to share this with you, Angela. It's important. I was talking to my speech students over at Cisco College last week and talking about life goals. And of course, many of them said, I want to be rich. Okay, but when I did exactly what you did, dig a little bit deeper, say, why do you want to be rich? Well, because I want to do this. I want to do that. So money is not the end. I'm just reiterating what you said, but my students said the same thing to me. Once they really think about it, once they do what you're encouraging us to do, they find out that money is a vehicle for some want-tos, correct?
That's right. That's right. Not the have-tos in life, but the want-tos in life. And, you know, and we're not necessarily talking about just going on an extravagant trip or anything like that. In fact, if that's on here, you just need to keep digging, because that's not what this is about.
Yeah.
And you actually led perfectly into what we're going to talk about next, and that's putting the driver in your car. Meaning, if you've got this big goal, this finish line we've been talking about, you know, how do you get there? Well, the how is really starting with the why. And what the why is your driver in life. It's going to make you keep going when the going gets tough, right? What's your purpose of doing all this? It can't be, you know, something that's just, you know, yeah, that vacation. No, it's going to be something that I promise you, if you get there, it's going to bring tears to your eyes. Even if you are a, you know, man that is, you know, working out all the time and got more testosterone than you can ever imagine, it's going to be that powerful, and it needs to be that powerful, because that has to drive you in life. Just much like that guy I just mentioned before the set last segment was over about wanting to dance at his daughter's wedding. That was his why. You know, that was his driver. By the way, that gentleman today runs triathlons, or does triathlons.
Wow.
So, you know, and it has nothing to do with the triathlon, right? It just has to do with
His daughter.
It has to do with his daughter, the things that are important to us in life, you know. So let's go to the how, okay? Because I think so many of us think, okay, we got this big picture out here. How am I ever going to get there? How can I do that? You know, and if we always think about the hard things, we'll never do the simple things. So let's start with the simple things. We talked about the end in mind, and John Maxwell, one of my favorite authors of all time, he was a motivational speaker, he talked about beginning with the end in mind, and that's that finish line we talked about. So let's start there and work backwards. If these are the things you want to accomplish in life, what do you need to have accomplished 10 years from now? Write those things down. What about 5 years from now to accomplish the 10-year goals? Write those things down. Okay, what about 3 years from now? Write those things down. What about this next year? What do I need to accomplish? And what about the end of this quarter, the end of this month, the end of this week? And then we start with one day at a time, and we start with one step at a time. We make it simple. And I'm not going to say that it's going to be easy, because it's not. Nothing in life worth doing is easy. Nothing in life worth doing is easy. But we're going to take one step at a time. And then when it gets tough, when it gets rough and you feel like you can't go anymore, you remember your why, and I'm going to give you two other things to help keep you going. First of all, and this is your potentially save your bacon tip of the week that works for every aspect of your life, you need to calendarize it. I know this sounds crazy. I calendarize date nights with my husband. You know why I do that? Because he's part of my why. I want to make sure I take care of that relationship. And if I don't calendarize it, if it's not dead set on my office calendar, I will not get it done. Isn't that sad? It's very sad, but we all live that way. We have these little phones that keep us so busy, and that's just what we do.
It's modern America.
It is. So calendarize. Calendarize the next time that you need to go through this. Calendarize the next time that you need to review your goals. Calendarize the things that you need to get done to accomplish within the next week or month or quarter or year. And I'd say do it 12 months in advance. That's what's important. And then the second thing is, as I had this great coach from Canon Financial Institute, and he put it the best way. He says, we never grow beyond needing a mentor. And he also continued to say, we need a person who loves us so much that they will call BS on us.
Yes.
Okay?
That's true.
It's true. So you need two people in your life that you're going to share this with. You're going to share these goals with. And I know that sounds crazy, but those are going to be the two people in life that are going to keep you going. They're going to ask you, so how's that coming? Right? Because if you don't tell somebody, guess what? Who are you accountable to?
Yeah. I was going to say, you're talking about accountability.
That's right. So you need it. So you got the tools here. Now the thing is what we call progress will only start by telling yourself the truth. So let's start there. Let's go back to, you know, what is success for you? And you know, and my you know, my thing is I get the best job in the world, if you even want to call it a job. You know, we have a tagline, helping people live life on purpose, because I get to help people that I love and I care about do less of the have to's and more of the want to's. You know, that is my job. That's what I get to do every day. It is exciting. And you know, when I watch somebody that does something that's hurting themselves or jeopardizing their personal success, it breaks my heart. And the truth is that I can only help people that want to be helped, right?
True.
And so the thing that I want you to do is want to be helped. Want to help yourself get to where you need to, because we all need this. I need this. I have to stop and take a time out for life and make sure that things are going well. So all I've got to say to you is cheers to your refreshed vision of success, because I know you're going to go on the website and you're going to make sure that this happens. And by the way, trivia for today,
yes.
Box of donuts, what was the worst state to retire in?
Oh, I remember.
Life,
I remember.
Yeah, good. Life planning at kennedy-financial.com. Make sure you send it in, a free box of donuts, first one we get. So it'll be great. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services, a life planning firm, which we help people live life on purpose, and so proud to be able to do that.
We thank you so much, Angela Robinson. Folks, you're not going to get this kind of training anywhere else. I'm sitting here listening to Angela, and the way that they approach it is unique, all right? It's got a faith base underneath it. They're in it to help people. They're not in it to make money for themselves. And I'm saying that wholeheartedly, full disclosure. And for full disclosure, I am not eligible for the donuts. But it's great training and programming that you're not going to find anywhere else. So keep it tuned right here. Angela Robinson and everyone at Kennedy Financial Services, we thank you again.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Folks, don't miss the next program. And again, if you missed any of the information today, in fact, it is your assignment. Teacher Robinson has given you an assignment. Go to katxradio.com. You'll find the Life Planning 101 page and all the archives, all the programs in their entirety. You can listen to them again, and then also you can read the corresponding article. So take advantage of this absolutely free, excellent financial and life planning. I'm Stace Gatti. Join us again next time for more Life Planning 101.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through VSR Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor and member of FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services is not owned or controlled by VSR Financial Services Incorporated.